the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You may be seated. Many of you have probably heard about the English scholar and writer named C.S. Lewis. He wrote lots of children's books, like The Witch and the Lion and the Wardrobe. He also wrote an excellent book on Christianity called Mere Christianity, which I would recommend to anybody. But anyway, back in the 1950s, he met and married a woman late in life. She was an American, a divorced American. Whoa, what a big scandal that was. And her name was Joy Davidson. And he said that she was the absolute love of his life. Tragically, however, she died of cancer in 1960. As you might imagine, Lewis was devastated, and he wrote a book about his experience of grief called A Grief Observed, and I've read it many times. It chronicles his struggle with sorrow and his belief in the goodness of God. One day he wrote, and I quote, "Not that I am in much danger of ceasing to believe in God. The real danger is coming to believe such dreadful things about him. In other words, that God doesn't care. And no thoughtful believer can live very long in this kind of a world without asking some serious questions about God. And one of those questions almost always is, does God care? Well, we've been told that he cares. Christians say that he cares, but we sing that he does. But does God really care? You know what I have to say about that? Don't be embarrassed about that question. Today's gospel tells of a time when the first followers of Jesus had the same question concerning him. Now, you all know the story. They were in a boat crossing the Sea of Galilee, and a storm blew up. The disciples were experienced seamen, but despite their best efforts, the boat was on the verge of sinking. And meanwhile, Jesus was in the stern, the back of the boat, asleep of all things. Finally, in desperation, they shook him awake and said, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" You know, it's one thing to ask that question standing on dry land. It's another thing to ask it when you are in the midst of the sea, surrounded by angry waves. The most serious questions about God don't come from theoretical speculation. They come from tragedy. When we are caught in one of life's storms, then the question becomes real and immediate. Does God care? The gospel message for today is this. Don't dodge that question. Don't be ashamed of it. Ask that question. That's how you develop a relationship with God, by being honest. Those disciples would never have become such pillars of faith without the experience of doubting Christ's care and having the honesty to say so. You need to know that this kind of a struggle has always been part of a person's powerful faith. The men and women of great faith have always asked that question. Look at it this way. When a person raises the question about God, do you care? They're facing the facts. Living in the world has always been a dangerous business. And sometimes that danger turns into tragedy. Now, we all know about the Vietnam War, the Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. There are 54 names inscribed on that wall. It's very impressive if you've ever seen it. Now, the Vietnam War lasted approximately 20 years. I mean, we were involved that long. Most of it was towards the end. 54,000 in 20 years. But I wonder if any of you know that last year, in 1 year, 64,000 people died of opiate overdose. There is a tragedy in life. too. You know, I have seen people whose faith in God never seems to waver. They never struggles, never have any doubts. But you know, I've never envied people like that. Because that kind of faith doesn't seem to belong to this kind of a world. It seems so naive. I really wonder how deep and real it is. But if we stand with those first disciples and say to the Lord, "Do you care?" then we are at least dealing with reality. We're facing the facts. We're seeing what great men and women of faith have always seen. That we live in a tragic world. There is no way around that. And if we are going to believe in God at all, it must be in the midst of tragedy. And if you live long enough, it will happen. Does God care? That question is neither disrespectful or insolent. It's an inevitable part of the kind of faith that really fits into this world. But you know, we must go further and recognize that faith has always risen to its greatest heights in times of adversity. You know, actually, this unexpected storm that almost sank the ship played a vital role in the lives of those early disciples. Without it, they would not have been driven to doubt. They would not have wondered if the Lord cares. But they also would not have found out that the Lord does care, and cares deeply. The reading ends with another question, not a question of doubt, but a question of awe and wonder. The disciples said to one another, "Who is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" You know, there's a symbolism in that story that has a message for you and me. We usually think that people believe in God when life is beautiful and easy. When life is like that, people will not question God's goodness and caring. Obviously, there's a God and he loves me because look how well I'm doing. But that's not the experience of the great believers. Look at Christ himself. He saw his heavenly Father in the flowers of the field and in the birds of the air. But that is not the place where his faith reached its absolute height. That happened at Calvary, where doubt was strong and faith was hard. It was there that he wondered why God had forsaken him. But it was also there when he finally said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Faith at the last. So, does God care? Well, as long as you and I live in this world, we will probably never have an end to asking that particular question, does God care? It will happen over and over again in your life. But those very experiences that cause you to ask will be the place where you will find your answer.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.